Hello, my name is Jenny Nash. I am from Ukiah, California, and although many people confuse it with Ukiah, it's nowhere near there. Ukiah is located about 2.5 hours north of San Francisco and on the 101. It's also not very close to the border of California. California is very, very long. In fact, it's about 3 hours south of Eureka. Surrounded by all these green hills, and there's redwoods, and there's vineyards, and it's nice. Unfortunately, there's no opportunity there. Not even any industry there, really. Pretty much just retail and working for the government. So that's why I moved here to San Diego. I am currently a biology major. Like I said, I'm a biology major with, like probably many people in this class, an emphasis in pre-med. I'm taking physics to fulfill my pre-med requirements, but it's also useful for me to practice my problem-solving skills, something that I don't get to do a lot with other classes that require mostly memorization and not as much concept application. Physics is important, I guess. I guess most people should take physics, at least some rudimentary form of it, because that way they'll learn problem-solving skills, like I just mentioned. They'll also learn how the world around us functions. I think the main reason that we're having all the problems in the world that we are is due to ignorance and lack of education. And by having students, especially in the US, learn physics, we can help combat this problem. Also, knowing how interesting things like how a photocopier works or how a TV actually works gives you some pretty cool stuff to talk about during parties when you're older, I guess, because we won't really talk about it at our parties. Moving on, what is the purpose of the problem-solving method that Tony has been pushing on us so far this semester? Well, I think any problem-solving method is one that should be practiced. Obviously, it helps us solve problems, but one of the reasons it does that is that it gets us to step back and look at exactly what it is we're doing, trying to find as many different ways we can to tackle it before we actually go into and solving the problem. This helps prevent confusion. This also helps prevent huge mistakes and mishaps. I know there have been many times where I've jumped right into something, obviously, not just a physics problem on paper, but an experience in life where I've jumped into something thinking I knew what I was doing, when in fact I was going at it in a totally inappropriate way. When we're able to step back and figure out by diagramming or talking to someone about it, if it's real life problem, but diagramming what we're about to do, we can look and see many different angles in which we can tackle this, and we can make sure that we know exactly what's going on before we step in. Another good thing about the problem-solving method is it saves time. If you're not having to go back and start over again because somehow you got the wrong answer, or somehow you're not quite sure which applies where, you're saving yourself a lot of time and energy by just writing out what you know and drawing the picture. When I was in high school, and even I think starting in junior high, I always thought college would be some intense, crazy place where you spent all your time studying and reading and sleeping, and you had no time for anything else. I never really thought about partying. I knew some kids did it, but I always pictured that I would be taking these insanely difficult classes where you learn mountains and mountains of knowledge, and all you could do was try to cram every little bit of it into every little waking hour you had. Needless to say, my freshman year when I got here, it was nothing at all like I expected. A lot of the classes I was taking were at the same level or even below the classes I was taking the previous year in high school as a senior. I was kind of disappointed, but it did help me realize that you can take what you want and what you need out of each course. And I think that's one of the greatest lessons I learned here in college. I know there were people in those classes who were struggling just to get a C because I later found out they weren't reading the material. They felt that they could just get on by like they had in high school because it was a class similar to high school. This is not the case as as the numbers after your class names increase. For example, going from chemistry 200 to 201 to 202 all the way to organic chemistry second semester, chem 431. Which, on a side note, was exactly as I'd pictured college. I found myself playing all-nighters, having problems sleeping because of my course load, and I'm glad to say that not all of my college experience was like that. Learning that you had a choice to take whatever you wanted out of the classes you take, and that every single student comes out with a different experience and a different grasp of knowledge from the same course really was one of the best lessons I've learned so far in college, and definitely not one I expected to learn going into it.